Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting, and I will be your hostess with the mostess for this edition of Daily Complaint. So welcome, everyone. We took a couple weeks off, so thank you for all being patient as we recharged our batteries with regard to the Daily Complaint, but we are back. We are recharged. We are more passionate than ever to help you and everyone you know with your mortgage issues, whether it's mortgage servicing, mortgage escrow issues, mortgage origination and predatory lending issues. We're going to identify those issues all month long for the month of August. It is August 3rd, 2015. That's right, folks, we are in August already. So welcome to August, folks. We are so excited to be back. We are so blessed to be able to do what we do here at the Daily Complaint. We are so excited to unleash the second half, essentially, since we took a lot of July off of the 2015 year and helping consumers like you identify their consumer rights and get beyond what issues that you and others like you are having. So, again, let me back up real quick. My name is Dana Schaffman. You're listening to The Daily Complaint. Welcome to The Daily Complaint. Welcome to those of you who are listening for the first time. A warm welcome to those of you who are listening for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth, whatever it is time. We're so blessed, like I said, to be able to do what we do. As I said in the opening, I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time. Happens to be 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York Eastern Time. We air for 30 minutes live. That's right, folks. We are on the air live, so who knows what will happen when we're on the air live. But you do not have to listen live in order to take advantage of what it is that we're conveying to you, what it is that we explain and help you understand how to know your rights and assert your rights. The reason being is that you can visit our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. That's right, we've made it that easy for you folks. You're listening to The Daily Complaint. Our show page is thedailycomplaint.com. You can listen to every single show we've ever done. I know we're in the 260s, approaching the 270s. So we've got 270, let's say, roughly episodes for you to listen to. We cover every single mortgage servicer and lender. Bank of America, Citi Mortgage, Chase, who else? Wells Fargo, their subsidiary, ASC, which is a big mortgage servicer. We cover some of the smaller but yet violating debt collectors like SPS, that's Select Portfolio Services, SLS, which is Specialized Loan Servicing. We cover Bayview, Caliber Home Loans, Celine Finance. Where else? Ocwen Home Loans, where helping homeowners is what they do. That's their slogan. It's laughable at best. We cover NationStar Mortgage. You name it, we've covered it. So I promise you there is a solution out there for you. We're here to bring you hope. We're here to bring you optimism. We're here to bring you options. We're here to bring you knowledge. We're here to basically explain to you that every single one of you as homeowners has options. There are solutions that exist for all of you. It's just a matter of knowing your rights in order to assert your rights, and we're going to look at that today when we cover SPS, Select Portfolio Services, and an issue that a gentleman or a woman, I don't know which one it is, a lady or a gentleman, a consumer, shall we say, is having with regard to payment posting. There's been some violating behavior that's gone on, so we're going to look at that. But before we do that, again, I just want to explain to you all why we're here, why we do what we do, who we are, what we do. So like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I am going to be your cruise director for this and every installment indefinitely of the Daily Complaint. We are here because of my personal frustration in dealing with consumers and understanding that they truly didn't have good education and information about consumer rights. So we felt it was our opportunity to come out and educate consumers on their consumer rights. That's what we do here at the Daily Complaint. We are not attorneys. I'm a strategic business consultant. I have a master's in business or an MBA. This is my passion. So we're very passionate about what we do. Our motto here at the Daily Complaint is know your rights and assert your rights. We believe it's the backbone or the heartbeat or our bloodline of everything we do here is knowing your rights in order to assert them. A lot of people are being violated. There are a lot of, shady servicing that's going on with regard to the mortgage industry. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of oversight in the mortgage servicing side of it, whereas the lending side of it has gotten extremely strict. So we're looking to help you all understand what your rights are. That's the knowing of your rights. The other side of the fence is we're here to identify ways in which for you to assert your rights. That's a big portion of the program. We're a little bit rushed on the air this morning. I spent about 30 minutes on the phone this morning with a woman in California who has a first and second mortgage, and her second is foreclosing on her. It's an issue, and she's gotten all the free help you can get. The problem is the free help hasn't helped to stay the foreclosure. So that's where we come in, is explain to you what options you have, what exists for you, how to move forward with those options, and how to get all that done in one fair swoop. So that's what we're doing here at the Daily Complaint. We hope to touch all of you with regard to conveying knowledge, to explaining how to assert your rights, to removing any of those dark clouds or hopelessness moments, and be able to convey to you appropriately how to know and understand your consumer rights and how to, most importantly, assert them and where to go. Today, we're actually going to go to two great places where you can start asserting your consumer rights. One is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website's consumerfinance.gov. The other is the Federal Trade Commission or the FTC.gov website. Both are federal agencies, federal consumer protection agencies. It's important that we identify that. They've been in the news. Well, this issue has been in the news for quite a while now with regard to mortgage servicing and what's being done to help homeowners and has there been enough done and so on and so forth. So this issue is a little bit different that we're going to talk about today. But again, I want to make sure, folks, that you know, even though we come to you live every weekday, 8:30 a.m. on the West Coast, 11:30 a.m. on the East Coast, I want to make sure you know you can listen and join us at your leisure or leisure, tomato, tomato, at thedailycomplaint.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As soon as we get off the air, every single show is posted to thedailycomplaint.com. So I promise you there is no reason for you to suffer, certainly no reason for you to suffer in silence without a pathway for success. So we want you to know how that works, where you can find the information, and that's what we're going to do today. So before we get started, you've heard me say a couple times, know your rights and assert your rights. That is absolutely our motto, our heartbeat here at the Daily Complaint. However, we also have a game plan that we roll out internally for our clients that we want to share with you as well. It's a three-step game plan. It borrows from the Know Your Rights, Assert Your Rights. The first step is always going to be education. Knowledge is power, folks. You got to get educated about your consumer rights in order to assert them, period. If you don't know them, it's going to be impossible for you to assert them because you're going to fight on emotion and not fact. And it's important that you understand where your rights are, who mandates a lot of times it's RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, who oversees RESPA. We're going to look at that. Like I said, the FTC and the CFPB are a great place to start. And then once you understand and get that education, you're able to investigate. That's our second step. You need to investigate your situation, figure out what's going on. And once you figure out what's going on, then you're able to move to the third step, which is asserting your rights. It's the action step. Okay, but before we get started today, folks, I want to play for you a quick video. This is dealing with debt collectors. Since today we're talking about SPS, Select Portfolio Services, they are absolutely considered kind of a debt collector. They're collecting on behalf of somebody else. So I want to play you a quick video from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission's website. I think you'll find it interesting as to what they can and can't do, so enjoy this.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls, but of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatters or 1-877-FTC-HELP, 1-877-382-4357.
Okay, so since we haven't been on the air for a couple weeks, I wanted to go ahead and play the Dealing with Debt Collectors video off the FTC's website because it's a really good baseline for you to gain that first level or initial level knowledge as to how to know your rights and how to begin asserting them. Okay, so it's wonderful. It enables you to go to the FTC.gov website. You can file a complaint straight off their website. You don't have to go anywhere else. It does it electronically. In all honesty, a lot of their complaints dump to the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So we're going to look at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau here in a second. There's a video here as well. It's about 2 minutes. It explains what they do as well. Like I said, we're here to provide knowledge, folks, so let's do this. Our complaint is not very long in stature, so I want to give you a good refresher as to what these two agencies do.
As the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure unless she shells out more money in unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home, and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Okay, so that was a video by Richard Cordray. He's the director of the CFPB. So just wanted to give you some information, folks, as to the two resources that we're going to tap in for you today. And you can tap in at your leisure. If you want to cut and run at this point off of the broadcast, you're welcome to and visit consumerfinance.gov. Or if you want to listen to us, and go through consumerfinance.gov as well as FTC.gov and post your complaints, you're welcome to do that as well. We want to make sure that not only do we provide you with the knowledge, aka know your rights, but we also want to provide you with that pathway for success or asserting your rights and providing you with the knowledge and the pathway together so that you can actually succeed in achieving the desired results or, let's say, righting the wrongs that have been done to you, okay? So that gives you an explanation or an understanding as to what we do here at the Daily Complaint. Like I said, we're so blessed to have the opportunity to do this every day, well, I should say every weekday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast Live. However, you can visit us in the middle of the night if you can't sleep at thedailycomplaint.com. And you can look for your situation or your mortgage servicer and lender and figure out how to tackle your issues if you can't do so on your own. So, speaking of tackling issues, let's go back to our violated consumer or our consumer highlight, our consumer spotlight for the day. Like I said, we're going to deal with Select Portfolio Services, better known as SPS. They're one of the lower level, shall we say, mortgage servicers, debt collectors out there. SPS, this complaint was posted by a gentleman or a woman, let's say again, a consumer that goes by Fosgate 2 out of Alabama. It was posted a week ago, Monday, July 27th, 2015. And the title of it is SPS Horrible Company. Okay, so let's give Fosgate the floor. Let's call him Fozzie. Let's give Fozzie the floor. Fozzie states, our mortgage was sold by City Mortgage to SPS. Okay, a pretty normal thing, folks, is for your mortgage to be sold. Why? Because at this point, a lot of mortgage lenders don't want to hold your mortgage for 30 or 40 or 15 years or whatever you set it up. They want to get their money immediately, so they're going to sell your loan as a residential mortgage-backed security, an RMBS, through the stock market. It's going to be assigned a trustee. Many of the common ones are U.S. Bank, Deutsche Bank, Bank of New York Mellon. It's infinite as to the number of trustees that are out there, some private, some more public. Once it's sold as a residential mortgage-backed security, there then is a designated mortgage servicer. That's how it got to SPS. So let's say City Mortgage sold the loan as a residential mortgage-backed security, went to a trustee, the trustee uses and sold it to SPS for the mortgage servicing, and that's where it stays. Now, when they go through that process, there are rules that are in place for that process, okay? So, Fozzy states, everything went live May 1st, meaning that the transfer went into effect May 1st. Okay. So when I called, they were not going to honor our contract with Citi where our mortgage would be drafted biweekly, every other week. Okay, well, you know, some mortgage servicers do it one way, some do it the other way. Unfortunately, I don't believe that you can control that aspect of when it's drafted unless it's in your contract, okay, which I don't believe it generally states in your mortgage or your note as to when and how often your mortgage is drafted, just that you're due X amount of dollars every month, okay, or you have to pay, so to speak. So what you've worked out in that instance with the prior mortgage servicer or mortgage lender may not convey, but they do have to tell you how you can pay, where you can pay, when you can pay, so on and so forth. So Fozzy states, so I mailed a payment to SPS in Utah the same day I mailed another loan payment to Utah. Well, the other one in 3 days was posted, no problem. This one, nope. 10 days later, I called, and they used the excuse their system was not fully ready. Doesn't matter. We're going to look at this in a second, folks. The rule is payments have to be posted immediately, the day that they're received, okay? And we're going to look at that in a second. Fozzy goes on to state, well, newsflash, I worked 20 years in finance, went through 3 mergers and one being international, so I know the day they took over, they had all our information, no question, but they still, 3 months later, used that as an excuse, okay? Because he's saying May, June, July, okay? So we're going to look at some of these rules here in a second, okay? So he states, we're ahead, so we took June to work on some stuff. Okay, so they were ahead of their mortgage. We get a letter saying they're going to set up direct draft, no fees. We need to fill out this paper and fax and mail to them, so we fax it over not once but twice. So to my surprise, they did not draft the 1st of July like we asked for it to start. I called. They never received anything, they said. I read them a letter they said they sent confirming they got it and it was being processed. All right, well, there's some issues right there, folks. Okay, they sent you a letter stating that they received paperwork, but now they're telling you they didn't get it. That's a problem. Okay, remember that FTC video, they can't lie about anything? Well, that sure sounds like a lie because someone should be able to pull that paperwork and know that. So that would be my second complaint moving forward. Okay, so Fozzy goes on to state, still, nowhere could anyone find the paperwork. I talked with 3 of the rudest people you can imagine and 3 of the most lost people ever. Then I was informed they're not going to post my payment as payment will be done as customer representative, so I will not have them show on my account. They will be done as a credit, so I will not have them show on my account. The money will go into a holding tank when they draft the second. They will post both. Okay. So apparently they're putting some money in a suspense account. I don't understand that. Again, it seems very violating in nature. Goes on to state, do your research, people. This is illegal by law. You have to post any payment received in 24 hours. Actually, you have to post it the day it's received, not even 24 hours, period. Okay? So he's correct, or she's correct. Fozzy's correct. Okay, goes on to state, then I get a letter today. 2 weeks later, they are going to start drafting my payments biweekly, like we asked. Funny. Where did that come from? Remember, you never got it. So, interesting that there seems to be a lot of mortgage servicing confusion violations going on in this complaint. We called because we want to ensure they are not screwing us on the payment. Won't start drafting it until September 4th. Okay, that's weird. You're in July. I logged into our checking out to find out they started drafting it today. Remember, this was posted Monday, July 27th. Huh. So no one up there has a clue what they are talking about. No one has a clue about loans. When you have a fixed rate loan, say at 6%, that is broken down into a daily rate and added daily, why do you think when you pay off early they need a date? Well, they say, oh, I know for a fact it does. Oh, that doesn't work. I don't know what he's saying, or she's saying, but obviously there's some confusion as to what's really going on. He goes on to state, you're not posting my payment right when you get it. If I am getting charged, that's interest. I hate this company and will be taking care of this of all of this ad interest we have accrued, and we found out the payment in May has never been totally posted to our account until tonight. 3 months later, I need blood pressure medicine just to talk to this company. Well, I can imagine why someone would need blood pressure medicine just to talk to them. So, in essence, if you look at this in a whole, okay, they made a payment May 1st. They never posted it. They didn't. They were already ahead. They didn't make a payment in June, it sounds like, but they scheduled drafts to start. Couldn't start the drafts. Nobody could find the letter. It sounds like a big, fat mess to me. Okay? So in my opinion, you got to fix it now. If you don't fix it now, you're going to be catching up the rest of your mortgage, and who knows what's going to happen moving forward. So we're going to cruise on over to making payments to your mortgage servicer, which is a consumer information bulletin under homes and mortgage, home loans under the FTC. And we're going to look at transfer of servicing. Okay, here we go. If your loan is transferred to a new servicer, you generally get two notices, one from your current mortgage servicer, the other from the new servicer. In most cases, your current servicer must notify you at least 15 days before the effective date of the transfer, unless you received a written transfer notice at settlement, which is not the case. The effective date is when the first mortgage payment is due at the new servicer's address. The new servicer must notify you within 15 days after the effective date of transfer. Both notices must include the name and address of the new servicer, the date the current servicer will stop accepting your mortgage payments, the date the new servicer will begin accepting your mortgage payments, telephone numbers for the current and new mortgage servicer for information about the transfer, whether you can continue any optional insurance, a statement that transfer will not affect any terms or conditions of your mortgage except those directly relating to the servicing of your loan. For example, if your contract says you are allowed to pay property taxes and insurance premiums on your own, the new servicer cannot demand that you establish an escrow account. That's really important. Remember that. A statement explaining your rights and what to do if you have question or complaint about the servicing of your loan. Here's a big note on the bottom, folks. There is a 60-day grace period after the transfer. During this time, you cannot be charged a late fee if you mistakenly send your mortgage payment to the old servicer. Okay? Now we're going to jump down to this section, posting payments. Okay? Servicer must credit a payment to your loan account as of the day it is received. Let me read that again. The servicer must credit a payment to your loan account as of the day it is received. Remember, we're on the FTC's website. That's FTC.gov. We're going to jump over to the CFPB or consumerfinance.gov, and we are going to read their consumer protection laws that went into effect under RESPA and Dodd-Frank on January 1st, 2014. Yep, that's about 18-plus months ago. There is a section called No Runarounds. Here's what it states. When mortgage servicers make mistakes, records get lost, payments are processed too slowly, ding, ding, or service personnel do not have the latest information about a consumer's account, ding, ding, the consumer suffers the consequences. The CFPB rules will require common sense policies and procedures for handling consumer accounts and preventing runarounds. These rules include, are you ready? The number one rule is payments promptly credited. Servicer must credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received. If the servicer places partial payments in a suspense account, the consumer suffers the once the amount in such an account equals a full payment, the servicer must credit it to the borrower's account. Here's another two tidbits of information. Errors corrected and information provided quickly. Servicers must generally acknowledge receipt of written notices from consumers regarding certain errors. Maintain accurate and accessible documents and information. Ding, ding. Servicers must store borrower information in a way that allows it to be easily accessible. So if I were Fozzie, what would I do? I would do two things. I would write a qualified written request, a QWR to SPS, detailing all of this, explaining it all to be fixed, any charges, like you said, interest, whatever, to be removed. And I would file complaints using that qualified written request, but adding my own spice on it at both FTC.gov and CFPB, consumerfinance.gov. Folks, that's what we're here for. We're here to educate you. We're here to provide you with a pathway for success. So there is no reason to suffer in silence, folks. visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. All of this information is posted up on our Twitter, Facebook pages. You can access that through Facebook, or excuse me, through thedailycomplaint.com. Folks, it's so important for you to know your rights and assert your rights. I can't explain or convey that to you enough. So, folks, thank you so much. We're so blessed to be back here to finish out the rest of the year at thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much for bearing with us over the past 2 weeks while we took some time to recharge our batteries. But we are back. We're better than ever, and we're so excited to help you as consumers tackle the issues that plague you every day with regard to debt. So, folks, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much for your support and listening. Know your rights and assert your rights. Make sure you do that investigation portion as well, folks. Thank you so much. Visit us at The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, we air live every weekday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast, via our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much. Know your rights, assert your rights. Folks, this is The Daily Complaint.